Contemplating today's Gospel, liturgical day, Monday of the 12th week in ordinary time. The Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stop judging, that you may not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged, and the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove that splinter from your eye,' while the wooden beam is in your eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye." Commentary by Father Jordi Pau from Girona, Spain. For as you judge, so will you be judged, and the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Today the Gospel has reminded me the words of the opera The Night of the Rose by Hugo von Hofmannsthal. The big difference lies upon the how. In many aspects of our life, particularly our spiritual life, the end result will change depending upon how we do something. Jesus said, "Stop judging, that you may not be judged." But Jesus had also said that we are to correct our sinful brother. And to do that, we have got to previously make some kind of judgment. In his writings, St. Paul does judge the Corinthian community. And St. Peter condemns Ananias and his wife Sapphira for falsehood. Because of that, St. John Chrysostom explains, Jesus is not saying we cannot prevent a sinner from sinning. Yes, we have to correct him, though not as the enemy seeking revenge, but rather as a doctor applying the cure. It seems, therefore, our judgment should be mostly made with an aim to mend, not to take revenge. But what St. Augustine says is even more interesting. The Lord prevents us from judging quickly and unfairly. We should first ponder whether we have not made a similar sin. Let us remember we are fragile, and let us always judge with the intention of serving God and not ourselves. If, when we see our brother's sins, we remember our own, it will not happen to us, as the Gospel says, that with a wooden beam in our eyes, we try to take the splinter out of our brother's eye. If we are well prepared, we shall see the good and bad things in our fellow men, and almost unconsciously, we shall form a judgment. But looking at others' faults from that point of view will help us as to the way how we judge. It will help us not to judge for the sake of judging, or just to say something, or perhaps to cover our own deficiencies, or simply because everybody does it. And above all, let us always remember Jesus' words, "For as you judge, so will you be judged."